Angie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Well, it's a little chilly out there, and we know the lake's not frozen over just yet, but are you getting ready for a big Halloween celebration today? What are we doing in the class?
Absolutely.
Boo, we got
absolutely.
We got black cats and ghosts and scary kids. What do we got going on?
Yeah, our students, I'm sure, are super excited today, and our teachers are so smart and so creative. They really use this day and events like this as opportunities to really capture some teaching and learning that will really motivate our students. So one example, actually, we have some third graders who have written narrative stories and have used the opportunity of Halloween to create these spooky houses out of popsicle sticks and then write a story with some spooky details. So really learning how to include details in the story and how that really helps your reader have a good picture in their mind. And they'll have a spooky house museum tour where the parents will come in and other classrooms and kind of tour the classroom and see those spooky houses that they made and then hear the stories that they wrote to go with them. So that will be really
well. That's
fun.
All going to be done by 5:30, right? We got things to do at 5:30. We've got to get out there and
absolutely.
And trick
they'll
or treat.
Be out of there at 3:45.
Angie Evans is our guest this morning. She checks in. She's the principal at Lakeview, Keith. And busy times happening.
Well, Angie, talk about the fact that we would kind of forget about this because tomorrow is November 1st, and right on the heels of that is Veterans Day, and you've got a special program at Lakeview.
We do, yeah. For weeks now, actually, Diane Antelope, our music teacher, has been preparing the students in fifth and sixth grade to really be the kind of leaders in participating and singing and reading things for the Veterans Day program. And November 10th, Friday at 9:30, all veterans, all Lakeview families are welcome to attend. We would love to have everybody out to that program. This year, we included something new with our sixth grade. We have Cindy Baker this year in sixth grade who is teaching all the language arts to all sixth grade. Our teachers are kind of doing a rotation. And this year they worked with the local VFW Post 604 and participated in what's called the Patriots 10 Essay Contest. And this is for grades 6 through 8. They also have a Voice of Democracy Essay Contest, mm-hmm. which is for grades 9 through 12, which you may be familiar with. But this one has a theme similar to what the Voice of Democracy does, and this year's theme was called America's Gift to My Generation. And the students actually type essays of 300 to 400 words, and then we submitted those to the local VFW. And I have yet to hear if any of our students have made the finalist or have won, but I have my fingers crossed for that. I know we had some really excellent essays written. And we are going to have some students go ahead and read those essays and during the program. So that's really exciting.
So you're going to bring some veterans into the school on Veterans Day?
We are, yeah. We have a few guest speakers who are veterans. And then we always have a slideshow that has pictures of any faculty or staff members who have veterans in their family. So I have 5 uncles who are all veterans, and I have their pictures included in that slideshow. That's a really special thing.
Very nice.
Well, and before Veterans Day, even more exciting than Halloween is a week from today, you don't even have any school.
I know, we don't.
Stay home and eat candy.
She's too happy about that.
Well, the teachers have to stay around. What is your crew going to do on Tuesday the 7th?
We have a really fun day planned for teachers' professional development. And actually, we have 2 third grade teachers, a 5th grade teacher, and an instructional coach who will be leading some of those sessions. And that day will happen at Bloomington North. And then we also have Becky DeFour who's going to come mm-hmm. in and talk about PLCs. So it was a full day planned, and we are really excited to kind of showcase some of our Lakeview teachers on that day.
Now, Angie, you're literally one of the most far-flung of the MCCSC far-flung schools. You're really
they're way out there?
Yeah, so you kind of got your own little community out there.
Angie was laughing because I was we said far out. Keith means distance.
Right.
I meant hip it.
Yeah, well, they're that, too.
New wave,
mm-hmm.
new age.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? What else is going on out there? Yeah, you are out there. And you know what? You were probably the happiest principal in town last year when we barely had any snow because probably not the easiest place to get to mm-hmm. at sometimes.
There's
that is True. Although this is my first year at Lakeview. So last year I was driving to Brown County.
I am very
familiar with that kind of stuff.
Angie, I want you to talk about something because I think this is really interesting that you have arrangements to use the education, but also get your kids exposed to IU athletics. And talk about that and how that all works.
Yeah, absolutely. We were contacted by Inspire LLC. It's a group through the Department of Education and Indiana University and Athletics. And they have brought out some Indiana University wrestlers. And they come each week and on Fridays and have been reading to our students. And it's kind of really cute to see some wrestlers reading a children's book to a bunch of kids. But they have done an amazing job. And each week there has been a different theme. So we've had teamwork, courage, responsibility, and then this week will be perseverance. And so they really incorporate a book that kind of goes with that theme, and they do a little activity to talk about those kinds of things and how that really impacts their lives as a wrestler and as an athlete and as a student athlete. And then the kids read for so many minutes across the week. They record those on a reading log that they have provided for us. And then at the end of the four-week challenge, the students can earn a ticket to an Indiana women's basketball game. And what's really cool is that not only do the students earn a free ticket, but then their families can also purchase a women's basketball ticket for a super low price. So it'll be a really fun night, and I hope we have a great showing of Lakeview students and families at that event. That'll be in early December.
Great, great partnership there. Angie Evans is our guest this morning. She's the principal at Lakeview. Used to be at Brown County. Now you're at Lakeview. Talk about some of the differences you've seen and what made you want to move to the MCCSC.
Well, I have lived in Bloomington all my life, so I just really wanted to give back to my own community here, and I have two children of my own who I was taking to Brown County schools with me just so we would be on the same schedule, and so now we're all here. My son is going to North High School, and then my daughter is actually a sixth grader at Lakeview, so
wow.
It's just been a really wonderful move for all of us here, and we are super excited.
Now, before we let you go, your PTO is doing a fundraiser, and it's called Dine and Donate. Explain that one.
Yes. Yeah, our PTO is amazing, I just want to say. They, at Lakeview Elementary, I just could not say enough about all of the great things that they do for our students and families. And the one thing we have coming up in November, on November 21st, it's a Tuesday, and we are not in school that week, but it's a day, all day long, both Mother Bear's locations, and you can dine in or carry out or delivery. If you order a large pizza, $5 of that with our coupon, which we will post on our Facebook page and send home with all of our families, $5 of that will go back to our PTO at Lakeview Elementary. So it's a great opportunity for us to earn some money to buy awesome things for our students and teachers.
And great. Now we're hungry. Good job.
Yeah.
And just before Thanksgiving.
Let's talk. Yeah. Let's get back to Halloween candy so we can... But that's a fantastic opportunity. Obviously, multiple schools in our community do that. It's great that everybody can partner up. Everybody wins. That's all we're looking to do. What do you do with that money that you raise from that Dine and Donate?
Well, this particular event, we are trying to really send our teachers to some professional development training.
Cool.
So we're trying to raise some money to send teachers to some conferences. So that's really fun.
Angie, before we let you go, what's Wednesday like after the sugar highs from Tuesday at the school?
How's the disciplinary process on Wednesday morning?
You know, actually, I was an elementary teacher myself, so actually they're pretty good. They're kind of tired that day. They're worn out. They're on their sugar crash. So today will be a challenge. They'll be excited, but like I said, our teachers are really good, creative, and so smart. They know how to kind of rein them in and just use this opportunity as a way to motivate them for learning new things that are fun and related to Halloween.
Do the kids come to school in their costumes today?
Yeah, some of them will, and our kindergarten and our preschool will do like a little Halloween parade.
So very nice. Really cute. They can handle it. That's all. I've got little ones too. That's all that they're there for is any of the pageantry. They'll get learning a little bit later down the road. Let's remember to remind all of our teachers today to remind all the students that their parents should inspect almost every piece of their candy.
No, safety, you have a different reason.
Safety first. Uh-huh. Make sure all the Snickers and Butterfingers are set aside. And we'll do bar graphs and count those all up for that. Angie, great job. It was a pleasure to meet you. Keep having fun and doing great work out there at Lakeview. And we'll talk to you as the school year rolls along.
Thank you so much.
Angie Evans, the principal at Lakeview. Always fun to learn. Meet the new ones. And Lakeview, rocking and rolling. Big Halloween, big Veterans Day, big everything going on. So every time we talk to all these principals, they always have great stuff going on. In their schools, and it's hard to concentrate today, I would think. Everybody's ready to go. Put your costume on, ready to roll for